That was beautiful. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio. That was Avery Gagliano playing Haydn, and it was playful, and it was fun to listen to, and also fun to watch you. You looked as if you were really engaging with that piano.
Thank you. It's definitely fun.
Now, you grew up in Washington, or you spent your early childhood years in Washington, and played piano, and also, I understand, violin.
Yeah, I started on violin. Oh, no, sorry. I started on piano. I should know that. And then I started violin 3 years later. I actually wanted to play the violin first, but my parents told me to start on piano because it's a good foundational instrument.
Well, and I understand you've had music in your life from a very young age. I was talking to your mom earlier who said that you studied singing when you were about two.
Yeah, well, I've always loved music and have been fortunate to be surrounded by it. My parents always played CDs in the car, and when I was two, they signed me up for these group toddler singing lessons at the local community music school. But yeah, music has been a part of my life since the very beginning.
And when you were 15, you came to Curtis.
Yes, that's great.
So what's Curtis like? What is life as a teenager at Curtis like for you?
It's just so wonderful to be around a bunch of other musicians who are as passionate and dedicated to music as you are. And I love Philadelphia. It's a wonderful city. I always like to describe it as New York, but built on a human scale. There's lots of great restaurants, which is important for me, and museums. And so I love it here.
So what kind of things do you like to do when you're not playing piano?
I like to bake a lot and cook, play Ultimate Frisbee, and sing. Of course, all goes back to music.
All goes back to music, right. So the next piece you're going to play for us is by Liszt.
Yes, I'll be playing the Liszt Concert Etude, La Leggerezza. Etudes are pieces to improve your technique, and so they're often very difficult, but the purpose of this etude is that It's not just an exercise, but it's also a beautiful work of music that the audience can enjoy.
Great. You're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio, Avery Galliano.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Avery. I'm in the WRTI Performance Studio with Avery Galliano. Now, we were talking in the last break about all the things you do at Curtis. You study, you perform, you practice, and you also enter competitions. And you have won a lot of scholarships and competitions. You won top prizes at the Aspen Music Festival Concerto Competition, Most Arts Festival Piano Camp, and you're headed to the Clyburn International Junior Piano Competition. Wow. Is every competition different?
In its own way, yes. Every competition, you know, is similar in the sense that you're playing a repertoire and performing it in front of a jury and an audience, but each competition has its own atmosphere, and even the pieces you play are obviously different because they require different things.
I was going to ask you, how do you select the pieces that you'll play? You mentioned that these pieces you're playing for us today, you'll play in the first rounds.
The Clyburn competition has a set of guidelines for each round. There are four rounds, and each round is dictated by a time limit and also by specific pieces that you have to play. For example, in the first round, the two requirements are to have a Bach Prelude and Fugue and also an Etude. So taking those guidelines, we then work around and choose pieces that fit that.
And you applied for this competition online with a video, which is, I understand, the way things are done these days.
Yes, today, nowadays, thanks to technology, for competitions, festivals, scholarships, we can all record, you know, videotapes of our playing and send it in, and that's how they evaluate.
So once you're accepted, what's the best way to prepare, mentally, physically, emotionally?
Of course, it's important to stay healthy, but for everything music related, I think the most helpful thing is to perform a lot. So once all of your repertoire is practiced and you've done the work in the practice room, you then perform in front of an audience as much as possible. So this way, when you go to the competition, you can just treat it as another performance.
Speaking of performance, what is the next piece you'll play for us?
The next piece I will play is Schumann's Variations on the theme Abegg. Abegg is spelled A-B-E-G-G, and it is literally the theme. The notes, those are A, B-flat, E, G, and G. And so throughout the variations, you will hear that theme reoccur in different forms.
Sounds as if he was having fun with it.
Yeah, he did a lot of that.
Okay, great. You're listening to WRTI live from the WRTI Performance Studio. Avery Galliano. Thank you. That was Avery Galliano playing Schumann's Variations on the Name Abeg. That was so beautiful and so much fun to listen to. There was joy and dreaminess and suspense as to what was coming next. Was it as much fun to play?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Well, Avery, we wish you the best of luck as you head to Texas on Tuesday to compete in the Clyburn International Junior Piano Competition. Is it possible to have fun at these things?
I think yes. I mean, it's all about your attitude and your perspective. I'm looking forward to going there and performing and meeting the other competitors and just enjoying music and eating barbecue too.
Eating barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. And I understand when you come back, this summer you're going to Verbier Festival in Switzerland.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that.
And then back to Curtis in the fall.
Back to Curtis.
Well, we wish you a great summer, great competition, and hope to see you again soon.
Thank you so much.